Police and military have taken over the Bembela township in the northern region following renewed shooting over chieftaincy dispute, which has left two people dead. Public Relations Officer of the Northern Region Police Command, ASP Ebenezer Tete, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said there is an uneasy calm in the township as sporadic gunshots could be heard from the outskirts of the town. He explained that a clash was ignited by an attempt by one of the feuding factions to install a sub-chief. He spoke on Behind the News.
The last 1 hour, I spoke with the officer on the ground. Bembela township is a bit calm, but sporadic or intermittent gunshots could be heard from the outskirts. So because of that, the military and the police have taken positions in Bembela township and then some other locations strategically. But where the gunshots are coming from, they are unable to move in because they may be caught crossfire.
But we are told there's a curfew there.
Yes, but gunshots could still be heard from the outskirts.
Does it mean the presence of the security is not all that felt?
The presence of the security has helped to normalize or maintain the situation in some parts. In other parts, you could still hear gunshots coming from the bush.
What are the casualties?
Officially, we can only confirm two for now. We have picked two lifeless bodies, and the bodies have been deposited at the Bembela morgue. Here, what we can speak officially to is two for now, and several others have sustained gunshots.
What ignited this latest incident?
It's over the installation of a sub-chief in the area. And you know, there are two feuding factions. One of the sides is against the installation of the sub-chief, and that is what ignited the clash that has resulted in the destruction and the loss of life.
Prior to the latest incident, we understand there was curfew on the ground. And so in the midst of the curfew, people can still do some of these things. Is the security situation not under control?
The curfew there was relaxed. I'm aware there was curfew some time ago. It was relaxed a bit. Curfew there has been relaxed in such a way that it is from a certain time of the night to a certain time of the day. But as we speak now, based on the advice from the Regional Security Council, in consultation with the Interior Ministry, the curfew has been revised from the previous time to now 4 p.m. to 6 a.m.
ASP Ebenezer Tete is the Northern Regional Police PRO.
Meanwhile, the National Network Coordinator of the West African Network for Peace Building, WANEP, Albert Yilyang, says the conflict in Bembela can be amicably resolved by the continual presence of security personnel in the town. He also called on the Peace Council and other civil society organizations to add their voices to get the factions to smoke the peace pipe.
In terms of the way forward, there are several strategies depending on the situation of the conflict. And one of it is the presence of the security at the moment in Bembela, where there is at least we have had violence has occurred and probably still occurring. To be able to cause cessation of the violence and to ensure that there's law and order and that people can go out there and there is calm. While that is happening, it is also possible for institutions like WANEP, the Peace Council, you know, and those with voice to appeal to the factions to exercise some restraint so that there is normalcy restored. The area. If there is stability, it is then possible to engage them to find out or to investigate to find out what really has been the cause, what caused violence, and is it only that as we are seeing or there are other undertones that we might not be seeing.